listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
The Hawk, that was Manteca by Dizzy Gillespie and his group, and it should give you a little hint as to what today's show will be about. This week on the Variety Hour, for Cinco de Mayo, of course, we take a retrospective at the Latin influence of jazz, and what an influence it has been. If you ever research the Latin influence of jazz, you inevitably show up with Jelly Roll Morton, and anything that goes as far back as him more or less coincides with the birth of jazz. And he was known for adding in some Cuban and Latin rhythms into his music and his style. The flares and the fonts of Latin music showed up and have since been used in jazz music. It started out with a slight Spanish tinge. It became known as an Afro-Cuban musical motif that, when paired with other tunes of the time, turned it into something exciting and rhythmic. Through that, we got the habanero rhythm, which then turned into styles such as the tango or conga, and the musical rhythms in Latin music that were then put into jazz through the musicians, such as Jelly Roll Morton, is known as enclave, which in Spanish means in key, and to a musician means a certain range to play with, a style in how to play. Now, through this key point in music, there was developed the Big Four, a habanera-based pattern and which syncopated drum pattern, which creates that classic percussion rhythm we often hear in Latin music. and one of the first and earliest known pieces to overtly use the enclave, since been considered as one of the true first Latin jazz pieces, was Tanga, released in 1943 and composed by Mario Bauza and recorded by Machito. It was originally a descarga, which is a Cuban jam with superimposed solos from the musicians. Small or large combos would play the standard melody and then solo through each player and then play the standard melody again. Very much similar to the bebop style that would come up about 10 years or so later. And perhaps if we fuse bebop and Latin rhythms together, we get something like what we just heard, Manteca, by, of course, Dizzy Gillespie, considered the father of bebop. So to start us off with today's historic program, a retrospective on Latin jazz, we have that very song, Tanga, by Mario Bauza and Machito, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Tanga, buroboya!
The Hawk, we are back on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I'm glad you're listening. And did you listen to that tune? It's not only a great song, but it really emphasizes, and it's very easy to notice, that yes, this is Latin rhythmically, and it is jazz. There's a free spirit there, and it just incorporates everything we love about that kind of music. You can hear the percussions. They have the maracas and the drums going there. You can hear the enclave and the habanero rhythm, as well as the horns coming in and bellowing out these complex riffs. And it, in that song, you can see so much, or I guess hear so much, of jazz history. This was 1943. The medium had been out for a while, and it was in full swing with so much more to come. And what was next for Latin rhythms and jazz? It was small now. This is 1940s. Big bands were big, and they were bands. And bebop was on its way in very shortly. Though the Latin rhythms have yet to grow in popularity, they didn't quite catch the imagination of the greater public yet. And so I found this clip from the Johnny Carson show, in which he is interviewing Desi Arnaz. And before Desi was famous for I Love Lucy, he was known as a big band musician, and I believe he did some music on the show. And he got his start there. And so in this clip, he's talking about his time leaving the Xavier Cugat Orchestra, who was also famous for putting in Latin rhythms into his music and making that popular. But Desi Arnaz was, in this clip, credited with starting the conga craze. So he'll talk about that a little bit here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour on 101.5 The Hawk.
I said, Cugat, I gotta quit. I gotta get my little band. And he says, you'll die of hunger. Nobody knows the rumba in this country. I says, I'm dying of hunger now. So what's the difference? So he says, go to Miami. And I go to Miami. I said, if I get a job, would you send me a little band? I said, sure. So he said, you can use Xavier Cugat. I said, Desi Arnaz Orchestra from the World of Astoria in New York City. I said, gee, that's great. You know, it's a wonderful start. So I got a little job on there. I says, I got the job. Send me the band. And I said, I'll pay you for the use of the name. And he said, all right, how much? I said, same you pay me at first, $25 a week. He took it. That's the payoff, you know. Anyway, every week. So he sends me this group. It's a Jewish piano player. I says, well, you want to, you play anything? He says, hey, Mama Inez, the Peanut Vander, things. Now, today, Jewish boys play as good or better Latin music than the Cubans do. But in those days, you know, I'm talking about 1938.
Didn't
know nothing. Now, the drummer was a Spaniard. Now, you know the Spaniards. They all paso doble. No matter what they play, it sounds like they're playing something for the bull come out into the arena. And a violin player, a saxophone player, and a bass player. There's the two Italians and another Jewish fellow.
No Cubans in the whole thing?
Nothing. No maracas, no conga, no drums, no nothing. A violin, a saxophone, a drummer that was a Spaniard, and the piano and the bass. And they got there the night that I was opening. And I had no arrangements, no nothing. So I opened. We played the first set. It was in a hole behind the bar, the little bandstand, you know. I came down the stairs. The guy says, you're fired. That is the worst sound I have ever heard in my life. And he was right.
You're bad.
He was right. He says, I would have been better off hiring the Salvation Army. Well, I don't know why, but anything, things get really bad for me, I start to laugh. And I had to laugh like hell, because he was right. It was a terrible sound. So I said, you can't fire me. I got a contract. He says, I don't care what you got. You're fired. But he had to give me 2 weeks, because thank God for Petrillo. So,
are you there?
Couldn't cancel, you up, pay or play, right?
2 weeks. So I said, let me try to figure out. And I had this big conga drum with me. Now, in Cuba, everybody does the conga in carnival time, particularly my hometown. Mm-hmm. It's like the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Everybody from the island comes to Santiago, and they do the conga line. It goes on for 3 days, hundreds of conga drums and frying pans that they hit with sticks, and the jaw of a jackass. I almost said the jackass of a jaw. I still can't say the lines too well. Anyway, I said to these guys, I bought a bottle of rum. I says, drink up. We're going to try something new. I figure I can make enough noise with this thing to cover the band, you know, behind me. And also, who can go boom, 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 boom? You know, I said, to the drummer, I said, you can go boom, 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 can you? You don't have to make that sound like a passo doble. I said, no, boom, 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 I can go. I said, all right. Now the violin player, I said, you... I went to the kitchen, got two frying pans, gave him the frying pans. He says, how do I go boom, boom, boom with these things? I said, you don't go boom, boom, boom with those. You go ding, 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 ding. He said, ding, 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 ding. Now, this is a guy that probably was hoping to be Joshua Heifetz, and he's...
sitting there with two frying pans.
Sitting there with two frying pans and two spoons. What did I say?
No, you said it right.
Did I say it right?
I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
Anyway, that's how the conga started. My dance of desperation.
That's a funny
thing. Room service.
We'll take a break. We're coming right back. Stay with us. Hello, my name is...
The Hawk, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Desi Arnaz on the Johnny Carson Show talking about his start playing Latin rhythms and the Congo in his own band down in Florida. And from there, you heard the Desi Arnaz band playing Congo Conga. I guess it's safe for us to say that Latin music is in full force. It's being played, it is established in North America, and the public is hearing it in one form or another through clubs and hotels around the country. But it's still not quite popular yet. Typically, as you see in jazz history, a lot of popular forces, even such things as bebop, have to kind of be watered down a little bit or put out through other means to catch the wider general public. And that's what the peanut vendor did for Stan Kenton and Latin music in North America. Stan Kenton was known for being the band on The Bob Hope Show, which actually, that position, when Stan Kenton left, went to Desi Arnaz. And when Stan Kenton released the peanut vendor, Il Mansiero, his rendition of it, it became very popular and was a big hit. And because of that, it became known to a wider audience, these Latin-Cuban rhythms that were coming up from South America into the North Americas and sweeping the nation. And from there, it's history. The song was popular, the people liked it, and were better off for it. So to give you a taste of a reflection, we've heard what could be considered authentic Latin jazz, and this one is just a different definition, a different rendition of that Latin jazz style, with Stan Kenton and his band playing The Peanut Vendor on 101.5 The Hawk. We'll be right back.
saudades tenho da Bahia. Ai, se eu escutasse o que mamãe dizia, ei, não vá deixar a sua mãe aflita, a gente faz o que o coração dita, mas esse mundo é feito de maldade e ilusão. Ai, se eu escutasse hoje não sofria. Ai, esta saudade dentro do meu peito. Ai, se ter saudade é ter algum defeito, eu pelo menos mereço o direito de ter alguém com quem eu possa me confessar. Ai, esta saudade eu tenho da Bahia. Ai, se eu escutasse o que mamãe dizia. Bem, não vá deixar a sua mãe aflita, a gente faz o que o coração dita, mas esse mundo é feito de maldade e ilusão. Ai, se eu escutasse hoje não sofria. Ai, esta saudade dentro do meu peito. Ai, se ter saudade é ter algum defeito, eu pelo menos mereço o direito de ter alguém com quem eu possa me confessar. Ponha-se no meu lugar e veja como sofre um homem infeliz, que teve que desabafar dizendo a todo mundo o que ninguém diz. Vejam que situação e vejam como sofre um pobre coração, pobre de quem acredita na glória e no dinheiro para ser feliz.
Ai, esta saudade dentro do meu peito. Ai, se ter saudade é ter algum defeito, eu pelo menos mereço o direito de ter alguém com quem eu possa me confessar.
One on 1.5 The Hawk, welcome back to Johnny Athens' retrospective on the Latin history in jazz. And you may have noticed a little shift in the air coming out of the horn there, with something a little bit different, a bit more, could we say, modern. That was Saudade de Bahia by Dorival Caymmi. I'd like to dedicate that one to Mary Lou, host of Aguilera Portuguese on CGMR 1320, and we take a switch over to this Portuguese style of Latin rhythms, because just like a caterpillar to a butterfly, we went from the conga to the samba. The samba was the first branch off from Latin jazz and Brazilian music to make its way into North America. And did it ever. It was a huge craze in the late 50s and early 60s. The popularity of those Cuban and Latin rhythms paid off, and we got samba up next. You can tell it's lighter, it's peppier. The lyrics were emotionally imbued with the spirit of the singer and songwriter. There was so much passion in the music, and it seemed to come up with little challenge. Of course, they had to work hard to get it popular, but it seemed like overnight success for some. Samba in general means popular song or popular dance, and that's what it was. Saudade de Bahia, which we just heard, was one of the first releases that became popular. And alongside Antonio Carlos Jobim, Dorival Caymmi was a big influence on the success of samba and Brazilian influence inside of North America jazz and other types of music. And with the success of samba, we see another transformation in the music. We go from samba to bossa nova. Bossa nova is different. It is less percussive, and it is more harmonically complex. During the 50s, as I mentioned, João Gilberto and Antonio Carlos Jobim, some notable names, worked hard to bring up bossa nova and the Brazilian music in general through the jazz world, a great way to express the medium. And I think it is without a doubt an agreed-upon fact that it reached its zenith in 1963 when João Gilberto and Stan Getz combined forces, two great musicians, to produce the wonderful and iconic album Getz and Gilberto. It is one of my favorites, and I love listening to it. Every song on the album is an instant classic. The renditions of Corcovado, The Girl from Ipanema, Desafinado, these are classic songs that are, I think Stan Getz was at his best, and I think João Gilberto, along with Astro Gilberto, his wife, were doing some wonderful work. It was right on, and it got all the praise it deserved and even more. And so that's who we'll have up next for you on the Johnny Athens Variety Show here. We have the two of them, João Gilberto and Stan Getz, with Sou Danço Samba on 101.5 The Hawk.
Sou danço samba, sou danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Sou danço samba, sou danço samba, vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai.
tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, but I watch her so sadly. How can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, bela menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
I would give my heart gladly, but each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Nem olha pra mim.
She never sees me.
Por causa do amor.
.5 The Hawk. That was the infamous Frank Sinatra with the famous Antonio Carlos Jobim. Here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, we're taking a retrospective on the Latin influence of jazz. The Girl from Ipanema is probably one of the most popular jazz tunes from the bossa nova sector. It is probably one of the most famous recordings as well of Frank Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim, as well as Getz and Gilberto from their album that we played before with So Danzo Samba. And The Girl from Ipanema has been recorded over 240 times from other artists. It's one of the most recorded songs of all time and has been considered a jazz and pop standard for many, many years. Now, that version with Frank and Antonio was from the 1967 album Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim, which was nominated in 1968 for Album of the Year in the Grammys. Frank Sinatra also did a special. In one in particular, he brought Antonio Carlos Jobim on, and they sang the song, and it was beautiful. Antonio on his guitar, Frank with his lovely voice, and that part near the end where they take turns. It's a duet, but it's so sequential, it's so smooth that it just keeps moving, and you can't help but feel this illustrious romance and love and wonderful sounds inside you coming out. That is singing. In 1967, bossa nova and samba was established. It was known, and if anything, it was going out. Late 60s, of course, a big time for change in America. But that is not to say that the influence and the impact of Latin America on jazz stopped. Much like how the Latin rhythms and setup had a big impact in creating bebop, it had a big part in playing the role of the development of funk, elements that Latin music had had in a form not quite as developed as what would happen later on, but it had it in there, and I mean, we all get inspiration from somewhere. And this is where jazz fusion comes in. That's what jazz fusion was. It was putting together very modern elements with traditional jazz. It was considered progressive and forward-thinking. Miles Davis did a lot of that at the end of the 60s, and that is where we get to know a very famous musician that only recently passed away this year, and that is Chick Corea. Chick Corea was big for being part of the jazz fusion revolution, but at the same time having a very poignant and awareness of classic jazz as well as classical music. His work in jazz fusion is renowned. Notably, his album, Return to Forever, from 1972, relied heavily on both acoustic and electronic instruments, but took off more from Latin American music styles than from rock music. And he followed that album with another Spanish influence, My Spanish Heart, 4 years later in 1976, which was jazz fusion with jazz and flamenco, and was the debut of Armando's Rumba, which is now considered a jazz standard across the board and is what we have for you right here. From My Spanish Heart, here's Chick Corea with Armando's Rumba on 101.5 The Hop. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. Welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Chick Corea with Armando's Rumba, a wonderful tune in which you can really hear the Latin influence and the lack of percussion, as we talked about. The jazz fusion, he wanted something more harmonically complex and electronic and whatnot. But you still have, I'm pretty sure, because you can hear the feet tapping and the hands clapping, and I'm pretty sure technically clapping hands counts as percussion. So, but I don't know. I'm no music critic. And that was followed by Bullish from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass from their album Bullish, released in 1984. Another example, I want to put that in there to show how Latin music or Latin jazz continued to exist in different ways. You know, since then, it's kind of just had its fun being fleshed out and adapting to the new music that's coming out. I think out of a lot of the jazz styles, I think Latin jazz has managed to, and Afro-Cuban jazz and whatnot, has managed to really adapt itself well to modern environments. I'd say there's probably a big hit from every year since it started. And really, my only regret is that there isn't enough time to talk even more about this. Our hour is coming up to a close, but fear not. We still have plenty more music for you. And I wanted to take a look at one of these modern fellas that is doing some great work for Latin contemporary jazz, and that is Arturo O'Farrell. He is very famous for his work in studying free jazz alongside the Afro-Cuban jazz, and has been doing wonderful work. He was from Mexico, and he's had some wonderful experience in North America, especially Canada. Latin jazz and Latin music in general has been very successful in Canada, with some musicians having more success here than in their home countries. And that's because we just really love everything here, don't we? And that's wonderful. It's wonderful. And while he derives a lot from his father, Chico O'Farrell, who was leader of the Afro-Cuban Jazz Orchestra, O'Farrell still has a wider net. He plays that Cubana B, Cubana Bop rhythms while also staying open to new ideas. And we get to see that here, right now, in his rendition of the title from Black Orpheus, a huge and popular Portuguese-Brazilian picture, which its theme song is also big and I think could be considered a jazz standard by now. It's been wonderful work. So here's his rendition of the Black Orpheus theme from his album Jazz Express Presents Latin Jazz on 101.5 The Hawk.